From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Xcel Energy has filed plans with the Colorado Public Utilities Commission to create a new wind farm in eastern Colorado to include locations in Elbert and Lincoln counties. The company is calling it the Rush Creek Wind Project, and the proposal looks to generate 600 megawatts of new wind power. The plan calls for all of the wind turbines to come from Vestas and its Colorado-based manufacturing plants, including its Pueblo factory. The project needs approval from state regulators and each county. If approved, construction could begin late next year, with operations to start in late 2018. Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill today creating a public lands day in Colorado. The measure generated controversy at the legislature, but lawmakers ultimately worked on a compromise. Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic sponsor Senator Carrie Donovan of Vail introduced the bill at the beginning of the session, but it took a long time to pass.
People are really passionate about public lands.
Supporters of public lands and those concerned about federal management of some of those lands couldn't agree on descriptive language in the bill, so it was struck. Donovan says she's pleased with the outcome, and she hopes Public Lands Day is something people across Colorado can really celebrate.
I think they're foundational to the identity of our state. They contribute to our quality of life and they support our economy, so it seemed very appropriate to find a place on the calendar to be able to reflect on that each year.
Public Lands Day will be the third Saturday in May. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And this is KRCC News.